This is Palm Stars Unplugged. Good morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. The time is now 9 and 12 minutes. 12 minutes. I mean, Tabo, 12 minutes. So anyway, it's 9 and 12 minutes. What have we done for 12 minutes?
What are you saying, Roy? Are you saying we missed 12 minutes?
12 minutes of the show. It's gone.
That's why you're going to move.
We're going to move. So anyway, today we've got with us Liel Rimon, just came back from Israel. How are you doing?
Hey, thank you. Good to be back. How's it, Roy?
I'm great. Especially this, the weather is getting like great. I mean, don't you see? Summer is like knocking on the door.
Oh, that's a bit early. Yeah, right. You're going to get a cold snap in August.
Definitely looks like it.
It looks like, but it's...
No, not about the cold. The summer is...
Yes, I know.
You know what? I've beautiful. Seen even some trees are bringing some flowers and... Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if everybody will agree with you what it is in Cape Town. It's freezing cold.
Yeah, but that's Cape Town. Who cares about them? Although my two boys are there.
Cape Town exactly. Cares about Cape Town, Roy.
Yeah, but I'm telling you now that me, myself, the way I see it, I really, really like this weather.
It's not like you're going to go faster or quicker to the river this year. It will take time until it will get warmer.
The water only gets warm when the day is getting very long.
Yeah.
Have you still got that big pollution problem down at the Vaal, right?
I believe so. I just heard yesterday that they're pumping some more crap into the
rubbish
river.
Rubbish.
I don't know
why. Is that the municipality?
You know what happened? They gave like, I remember the time, like 80 million rands. I'm talking about 2-3 years ago,
yes.
Maybe 4 years ago, to the Mfuleni Municipality.
Yeah.
And the money miraculously disappeared.
Miraculously disappeared.
Is this about the pumps?
I don't know if pumps sewage filtration systems. I don't know what 80 million rands was gone. And right now we're sitting with the
You know what
problem.
It's called? What? A Friday? Yeah. 80 million gone. So it's a Friday.
You know, they were talking yesterday about the size of corruption. They were talking yesterday about it. And you know,
she's very big, this corruption.
This corruption, she's very big. We're talking in a region of the official corruption. They were talking over 100 billion. I mean, 100 billion. I mean, it's not small money.
No, not small money, but the mind can't get around it. That figure, 100 billion.
Yeah, but listen, don't forget the COT Zuma with 5.2 billion, of trying to launder.
So that's already 5%, you see.
So him alone, that's what they know. Think about what they don't know. I mean, how many billions they don't know about? Guys, my name is Roy Perez. I'm here with Peter Feldman. How are you doing, Peter?
Doing well. Thank you, Roy. It's nice to have Liel back in the studio.
Nice. I'm so happy to see him back. And he's strong yesterday. He wasn't last night. He was sick.
I'm still sick. You can hear my voice is not 100%.
Yeah, it sounds very sexy.
But I'm feeling a bit better. So definitely I want to join you guys and to, what you call it? To moan and to what else? Give me other words.
Moan? Why moan?
Moan about the situation. We said it's not cold enough. It's not corruption. It's nice.
Now listen, South Africa is a great country. Yesterday we spoke about it and,
South Africa is a beautiful.
He's a great listener of ours. Although he says, is this the complaining show? Just now you'll hear complaints, my brother. Just now. I don't want to say what I think M is, but all right, yeah. Keep on listening.
We've got a segment called wine segment.
Yeah, we've got a wine segment.
That's I think what he meant.
No, I know. He says we're always complaining.
Yeah. No, he says is that a complaining show? I complain. You know, if M, he doesn't put his name, but if M think this is a complaining show, he must come to my house and see my wife.
Why? Does she complain?
She complains. Yeah, for sure.
Are you surprised?
A Jewish woman doesn't complain. It doesn't breed. It doesn't go. It doesn't grow. Trust.
It complains.
Trust. You know what? You know why Jewish men never say that the women are complaining?
Why?
They're scared. Only fear.
Oh, really?
I'm not scared.
Oh, really?
I'm not scared because my wife doesn't listen to this show.
How do you know, Roy? I mean, you're on the show. You don't know what's happening at home. She may
it's
be called, listening,
no,
but she
not.
Doesn't tell you.
She's not. She's
called wishful
my friend
thinking.
Told me.
Yeah, you're right. You see, that's how she uses an excuse. She's probably listening and then said, "No, Roy, my friend told me that you had so-and-so on the show."
Yeah, my friend, said, my friend told me you complain about me. I said, me? Never. You know, I always say good things about you.
Well, you contact the friend, Oscar.
Such a friend.
Friends like that, who needs enemies?
0621482374. That's our WhatsApp numbers. You can call us 0746547335, or you can SMS us on 34519, although it's going to cost you like a rent 50. And doesn't give you any presents. So, WhatsApp is for free. Guys, so as, like I said, I'm here with Peter Feldman. I'm here with Liel Rimon. Peter, do you have any advertising to read?
Yes, we have a bit. There are two ads I'd like to read now. Being prepared is half the battle, and Moose Brothers on the Sandringham Strip want to take care of your dietary needs ahead of Tisha B'Av. Enjoy the legendary Moose macaroni and cheese, tuna lasagna, famous wood-fired pizzas, calzone, and much, much, much more. For an extra discount of 10%, tell them you heard about it on Chai FM and mention the code phrase schmooze at Moose. Moose Brothers can be found on the Sandringham Strip, 75 George Avenue, Sandringham, Johannesburg.
And not to be confused with the Las Vegas Strip, the Sandringham Strip.
Yeah. Okay. There's quite a difference there, Leo, between the two strips.
You say so.
I'd say so. I've seen it. I've seen both strips and other strips.
And what do you have more?
Yes. The Pie Works knows you love their fresh, baked, delicious pies. So they've extended their meat-free selection, especially during the 9 days. Listen to this. Mushroom pies, vegetable pies, spinach pies, roasted veg pies. Are you hungry yet? Get to the Pie Works, and you can also take advantage of their meatless mushroom burger, chip, and a Coke special for just 60 Rand. Tell them Chai FM sent you, and if you give them the key phrase, you'll get an extra 10% discount. The key phrase is, I love the pies at Pie Work, at the Pie Works. The Pie Works can be found on the Sandringham Strip, 75 George Avenue, Sandringham, Johannesburg. There we go. Pie so Works is powered by Moose Brothers. There you go.
So what is the catchphrases?
I love the pies at the Pie Works.
And the schmooze?
Schmooze at Moose.
Schmooze at Moose, guys.
It
don't
works.
Forget.
It
and
works.
Don't forget where you heard it. And I'm hungry, Peter.
Are you hungry?
You're always hungry, Liel.
Not always.
Hungry for knowledge. Hungry
it looks like I'm always hungry, but I'm not always hungry.
Hungry for knowledge.
We're all hungry for knowledge, Roy. We all absorb everything during the day, what is happening around us. I mean, earlier on, David Abramson was talking about memory and
beautiful,
remembering things.
Beautiful.
I mean, the guy's so clever, and he encapsulates exactly what people think, what are you feeling. Sometimes you want to talk about something, but you can't find the right words express.
Yeah.
I know. And only later, when you get home, you say, gee whiz, I should have used that word.
Yeah.
But never mind, we're talking, we're free flow, we're a show that embraces everything, you know, and we want people to phone in and say, hi, Roy, how you doing?
What do you think about general knowledge against learning and being a scholar? So there are people that go to school and doesn't do so well, but they are very, very good with general knowledge. They can go to all these
I think it's
charades.
Very important. I think it's very important.
No, not about important. Why it's different? Why there are people that...
There are certain, well, you absorb things. I mean, I was never great at school. I went to different schools. I was never great, but I absorbed general knowledge. I read a lot. I read newspapers. I watched TV. Even today, I watch quiz programs on DSTV.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I absorb information. I speak to people because people are always, you know, knowledgeable, and you absorb what you want to. You become like a sponge, and you read about what's going on in the world, what's happening in America, what's happening in Israel. You've got to be interested. You've got to expand it. That's general knowledge. Knowledge, scholastic knowledge, academic knowledge, that's a whole different vibe. I mean, you can have brilliant people who know their areas of expertise. You have doctors, you have psychologists, you have medical doctors, certain doctors in certain areas who are very good. They have knowledge. They are able to dispense information. But general knowledge around the world, you know, you can engage in conversation.
Geography. Look, geography, history.
That's right, Roy. I mean, you love history. You're a history bod, don't you?
Yeah, I love history. I love history for two reasons. First of all, I love history because I was living then. The second thing, I love history because if you learn proper history, you will know that you will know, basically, you'll know how to predict the future. More or less.
Yeah, we spoke about it last night.
We had to go to an ad break, but before we're going to go to an ad break, we're going to put a song, and after the song, we're going to go to an ad break. All right. So what will be the song? I wanted to put Rolling Stones, but no, I'm not going to put Rolling Stones.
We had Rolling Stones last night.
Yeah, we had Rolling Stones last night.
It was Mick Jagger's birthday.
We've got a nice song from just after that.
This is Palm Stars Unplugged.
Thank you for staying with us. The time is now 9:27. 0621482374. On air, our telephone number is 0746547335. SMS is 34519. And I would just want to say, we got an SMS from Anthony. He says, Roy, do you remember, you had Yael on the show? I couldn't forget. I had Yael on my show. And she did a fantastic rendering of the Rolling Stones song called Faint Me Black. I'm going to find it. Paint Me Black. Anthony, I'm going to check if she sang it on my, I don't think we had the role. I'm going to check because I think I've got her CD. I'm going to check it and I'm going to play it maybe later or maybe on next Wednesday. Thanks, Anthony. So what I wanted to say, so first of all, we had a great auction on Tuesday. Whether you like it or not, our Tuesday auctions are becoming like quite a big thing in town. Everybody's talking about them. And we are really doing well. I mean, I couldn't believe it. The second auction, we're going to have a proper sale.
Do you remember what you sold? Do you remember some of the items that you got rid of?
I sold the Porchy. You know, it's a very known painter, Porchy. We sold the Porchy very cheap. I mean, it was valued about 45,000. We sold it for like 12.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
It doesn't matter. What matters is that people went out very, very happy. Mm-hmm. This is what matters. The rest doesn't matter. And this week auction, we're going to have Porsche. Mm-hmm. We have a Porsche on auction. We've got a Porsche Cayenne, which is the 2015.
How much
Cayenne.
Is that car valued at?
Trade value for about 920, retail for over a million.
Well, and how much would you take?
You know what? I believe that the guys must go for about 700,000. They'll get it.
And people have that kind of cash.
Oh, for sure.
It's worth even for dealers. It's anybody can come.
Even for dealers.
No, sure.
So now it comes to auctions really. And we got art. We got proper art. We got Jared Sokoto this week. Someone brought to us Emma Stern, but then we couldn't get the price, unfortunately. So the guy. That's why I don't like accepting stuff from other people. I like to have to sell my own stuff. Stuff that we bought in the pawn shop. Then you know you're going to get a good bargain. We've got beautiful silverware. We've got stuff that you actually don't understand. It's like walking into a different zone. When you come to this shop, I would call it Eitan's Kingdom. Mm-hmm. You go into a different zone. You zone out. It's a different history. You walk into history.
Do you remember you had, the handprints of Christian Barnard.
You still got it.
Have you still got it?
Still got it.
Because he's in the news lately. You know that.
Was he?
They're making a movie about him.
Oh.
And his daughter, Deirdre, is objected.
Why?
She says she wasn't consulted and there were certain aspects of the film that she's not happy with. I read about that in one of the newspapers. I don't know the full details, but it's just interesting now that someone's making a film of the world's first guy to do a heart transplant. I remember it.
This guy was amazing.
It was amazing. It was obscure. Yes.
Proper. It was
Washkansky
amazing.
Washkansky was the guy who got the heart.
Well, that's good. Good for us and good for the movie coming in, all the publicity.
If
the daughter is not happy, if she's going to sue. Good publicity.
There's always going to be some kind of controversy around movies, whether we're doing on Mandela or we're doing it on Winnie or we're doing it on whoever. There's always an element of controversy. Somebody's going to complain. Somebody's going to say, no, I don't agree. This is not the story, but this is the story. Or people put money into it and then they can't get it out and they want to know what's happened to the money into the movie.
Yeah.
I've heard of stories where they put money into a movie and the movie never got made.
I heard stories that people put money into Johannesburg Town and they never found it again. It's another miracle.
I heard a lot of stories like this in South Africa. It's money disappears.
They put it in the laundry.
It's like the Bermuda Triangle.
The Bermuda Triangle.
There's the same thing around South Africa, but only for money.
Money and goods suddenly
only
disappear.
They disappear.
They call it shortage. First time I came to South Africa, they had something called shortage.
Yeah.
Shortage. And you know, when you have to like do the receiver revenue, you say shortage. What do you mean, shortage?
What is a shortage?
Shortage is stuff that disappears.
We had,
call it a shortage.
They don't want to call it theft. They call it shortage.
Right. Me and you are not that old, but you remember.
Thank you for not calling me old. I love you.
You're not I said not that old.
Not that. What do you mean that?
No, but what I'm trying to say is in the beginning of the '50s in Israel, there was what we called Tkufat HaTzena.
Yeah.
It was a very, very big, regression. There was no money. People have to save on everything. And there was laws that you can't sell this and you can't deal with this, and that people will live very, very basically on what they have. So in South Africa, it's also.
Leo, when were you last in Israel? How long ago?
Just came back.
About 3 days ago.
No, I don't mean that. I mean before, your trip to Israel. What was the gap between your last?
I'm going every year.
Have you seen a lot of changes this year?
In Israel, you don't understand.
It develops crazy.
Even from the airport to where I live, you pass through Tel Aviv and you see the center of Tel Aviv growing every year. It's
amazing.
The roads, the trains, the flights, the airport.
The buildings.
There were 4 million people flying out of Israel in the last 2 months. 4 million Israelis left. 4 million, guys, you understand?
4 million Israelis
out of 7 million in Israel.
Israel. Left Israel. They all come back. They're going through the airport.
No, I know what you're saying.
Can you believe the vast amount of people?
Yes.
Half of the country goes away. Almost the country will float.
Half the country goes away and then they're replaced by people from around the world who come into the country.
Really.
But Peter, try to understand that go to anywhere in Europe will cost you about $150 flights for the weekend. And you get some specials and what, and $200-$300, it's what is it here? About 4,000-5,000 rand, and you and your wife going for the weekend for Europe.
Yes, that's
you can do it.
It's amazing that everything's
because
so
they've
close.
Got a policy called Open Skies. It's a new policy that started like 2 years ago with the new Minister of Transportation that instituted this policy, Open Skies. Everybody can bid for the flight, so it's no more restricted only for El Al to have its base in Israel.
Got in Europe something very strong that is also over here, but the low cost. That you basically pay for the ticket just to get on the plane and that's it.
There's no food, there's no nothing.
No suitcase, no food. Yeah. No,
you pay extra for suitcase.
You pay extra. So you're starting from, let's say 500, rents. To go from Israel to Europe.
So basically, if you're a nice girl, I'll buy the ticket and you can sit on my lap.
Oh.
For free.
I don't know if it's allowed, but in Israel, they open a special terminal, the old terminal, they renew it, and they open it now in the national airport.
Yes, yeah.
They open it now only for the low cost,
flights.
Airlines.
Full.
0621482374. I just want to say something. Oh, you know what? You read your,
my ad.
Your last ad. Is it your last one?
Did somebody say 65 rand?
65.
For fish, chips and a cold drink? Yes, that's right. 65 rand for fish, chips and a cold drink at the Open Flame. As well as many other amazing specials for the 9 days, including a Thai fish curry bunny and a drink for only $60. The Open Flame can be found downstairs at the Kingswood Centre, Northfield Avenue, Johannesburg.
Thank you, Peter. So, you know, you and I in Israel, and I'm sure you heard the stories about the magnometers and the problem that they had there. And
you heard the news.
Yeah, there's no more magnometers.
No, the magnometers, they took them out a couple of days ago, but now they took out the cameras and everything. There's nothing.
Oh, okay, good. I don't know what to say. What I want to say is, I want to say something to just for controversial about it, and otherwise I feel not right. I spoke yesterday about it. I'm going to speak about it today. So basically, the problem, the way I see the magnometers problem, on the Temple Mount, I don't understand why Israel is adopting this cowardly approach towards the enemies. I actually don't understand. I think that I know and understand business, and like everything else in life, this is business. Whether you like it or not, this is business. And like everything else in life, this is This is business and this is our business, not somebody else's business. When I mean business, I mean the Jewish nation business. So, first, you know, when you do negotiations, like they did negotiate with, I don't know, with Jordan, God knows with who they negotiated. So, when you negotiate for any negotiation, it doesn't matter if you negotiate for porn or you negotiate for whatever, you don't expose what the stuff you got. In any negotiations, you don't expose what you're willing to give. And I think Israel is a very strong country, very modern, with great democracy, actually the only democracy in the whole of Middle East. Israel is a very organized country. He's a member of the OECD, and with about $40,000 per capita. Now, if you compare us to the Muslim nations, especially the Arab nations and all the world, it's basically broken with wars, with brother wars, living in swamp of blood, tear and fire. I have no interest in your countries. They don't interest us. You're a broken world controlled by dictatorships. You live in a world with disease. A world when murder rules the streets. A world with violence. Nothing make us want peace with you. Nothing you have to offer our brilliant young nation that will make us to want peace with you. So, what are you going to give us in return for peace? That's how you're supposed to talk in the Middle East. Everything is mine. What do you give me? Think about it, guys. Really, really think about it. We're not supposed to bow by anybody. We are the good guys. We're not the bad guys. If you think about it. I'm going to put something from the Navy band.
This is Palm Stars Unplugged.
Thank you for being with us. Thank you for your SMSs. And we are with Peter. How are you doing, Peter?
Great. You've got some nice SMSs, Roy. You've got some people inquiring about goods and what you have on offer.
What do we have? We've got someone says, "Hey, Oaks, what's up? Roy, I love gadgets and sound equipment. Please tell us some of the stuff in your shop that fall in these categories. Thanks for amazing, what is that word?
Astonishing. Astoundingly good.
Don't superb. Surprise me with those heavy words. Do me a favor. Superb, mediocre. You must decide. Oh, it's superb, it's mediocre, it's this. All right. Whatever. But it's good.
The other words.
Yeah.
That we don't know.
No, we don't know.
Stop talking like this.
Yeah. Thank you. We will. And P.S., what do you know about electric bicycles? Oh, I love electric bicycles. That's what I know. I've got one in the river. I love it. I got the whole time.
Is it in the river?
Not in the river. Okay. It's in the club.
In his hometown in Israel, yeah. There is about five or six to each person. Yeah.
Five or six electric bicycles.
Yeah, I love electric bicycles.
In Israel, it's like the new thing. Everybody go in the street with it. We got about, let's say, 2-3 deaths a month revolve about it. And but it's a great thing, but not security-wise.
How does it work? How do you charge the bicycle? How does it work?
You put him in the...
You plug it into the wall socket.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like it, like you, your cell phone.
It's basically to run for free. It's really, really nice.
And
it's
there's no emissions.
Now they're asking me as well, what is that the future of legs? And they saw some sort of a, it's a unicycle, electric unicycle.
What is it?
It's got a one wheel.
I thought it's a hoverboard. What?
No. This is electric unicycle.
Or Segway.
It looks like a Segway, but it's got a one wheel only. It's beautiful. It's actually a beautiful machine. They're asking me, they say it's the future of legs. For my opinion, if you go, you still got future for your legs. But if you're a guy, yeah, it's going to be the future for legs.
Listen, the fact that all these machines are coming to effect or, living in a place like Johannesburg that you barely walk, you drive from place to place and then.
Yeah, I think for Johannesburg.
It's not so good for your health.
I don't think in Johannesburg, electric bikes will work. First of all, we've got steep hills here. When you're talking about the coastal country,
they will rob you in the first turn.
Yeah. First turn, they're going to rob you. Number one, you stand with the robot. Yeah, exactly.
Hijack your bike. It's a sad indictment of our society.
No,
something like that.
Listen, we like to take stuff over here in Joburg, and this is very cool and handy stuff. So definitely.
At our club in Vereeniging, to drive from our cottage to the other cottages, it's beautiful. It's, you know, it's with, like the one around 500 meters.
You don't use leg power. You use electronic power. Oh,
yeah, for sure. So you got to my age. I mean, you have when to.
Come on, Roy. You're not that old.
Yeah. You do this.
Okay. Thank you.
Peter, you do
only
this.
Only as old as you feel. If Peter. You stop feeling, then you're old.
He do this and then he go and water ski for an hour. His legs are fine, don't worry
He's
about it.
He's very athletic. I've seen pictures of him on his water skis.
Oh, baby.
I've got to promote him. What can I say?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for promoting me. So now, what we're going to have, the guy's asking what we have in our show. So what do we have in our show? We've got, for gadgets, I would say we've got even drones.
We have drones.
We've got drones. We've got,
We used to have hoverboards. I don't know if you have now hoverboards.
Do we?
I used to. He had the couple, Eitan. I need to ask him if he still have them.
Yeah, maybe we've got hoverboards. I don't know. We've got, probably we've got all the gadgets that somebody, you know what happened? Unwanted gifts are one of the main things in pawn shops.
You know what cool stuff we had?
What?
The James Bond car?
Oh!
That you built with all the gadgets and everything?
We still got another one, with all the gadgets. But you know what they?
And they're very hard to come up by. Eh? It's not like
they were talking on a Howard Feldman show. They were talking who's going to replace James Bond, and they mentioned my name.
Really?
Yeah. They don't know. They don't know. You know, on radio, don't see how tall I am. Yeah.
James Bond is not scared of his wife, so that's a problem. And James Bond drinks. What are you gonna drink? Coke Zero, please.
Shake it, not stand up. You know, in the old days, I used to come to the bar in South Africa and just to play like a drink. I used to have an appetizer.
Yeah. So
it looks like whiskey. So appetizer, yeah.
Or tea, iced tea.
No, well, I don't even like iced tea.
I know, but it looks like whiskey. That's for us. Listen, I'm in Israel now. You go around a lot, and every place you go, they have like a nice beer from the tap.
Oh.
And it's so hot, and it's always nice to drink beer. And
beer's not bad, I must say.
But beer's other stuff.
Like whiskey and so.
Like whiskey or like something a little bit more heavier, like spirits.
I can't have spirits.
No.
This guy was talking about tequila.
Tequila is my... He's my enemy.
He's your enemy. Not only yours.
I'm not touching tequila. I know better than that.
Let me tell you, tequila is something crazy. And, maybe the right thing is, let people listen about something about tequila. I'm not sure how many minutes is that, but, I think what I'm going to do, we don't have too many minutes, so I'm going to go and I'm going to let you guys listen to this.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not sure if it's appropriate.
You better listen to it and we'll do it next time.
Yeah, but it's something great about tequila. Really, one of the best ever about tequila. And, it's not only about tequila, it's about drinking.
Okay.
And, this guy is really amazing. Lial, so what I'm saying is, please on Tuesdays, don't forget every Tuesday at 11 o'clock, that's a great auction. It is massive. It is big. Our shop, don't forget, contains more than 40,000 items. We got so many things in the shop and they're really going cheap. And I'm talking pawn shop prices, not auction prices, somebody fixing the price or whatever. Guys, come and have a look.
It's not only this. There is stuff in the shop that you can't find anywhere else, guaranteed.
Guaranteed one. Over and above that, all the stuff that we had in the TV show, we will donate the money to one of the charities supported by High FM. So all the money will go to them. So it's a good cause too. Hey, we've got great sports memorabilia as well. Don't forget that.
Mm-hmm.
Great. We've got like Messi shirts, Ronaldo, I don't know.
Any Mayweather? Mayweather have a great fight just
Mayweather.
Now?
No. Yes, I've got gloves, I think. I've got Mayweather gloves. I've got Tyson's gloves. I've got Brian Mitchell gloves.
Tyson.
Tyson's
gloves.
Tyson. Tithon glove.
I'll
the
eat Tithon you. Glove.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll eat you. I want to see, I want to see you doing it next to him.
Yeah, you mad.
Sunshine.
Hey, he said it. I point at you.
All right, guys.
What they call these crazy guys from America, from MTV, that used to do stupid
Jackass.
Stuff?
Jackass.
Jackass. Huh? Sorry, I don't know if you have to say. But this guy from Peter, say it. I don't want
to. It was
say
a guy called Knoxville.
No,
Knoxville.
No. The other guy's name was Stevie something. Steve O.
Yes, Steve O.
And one of his stuff is to come to Tithon just to stand there with his hand behind his back and said, hit me as hard as you can.
He hit him.
They had this movie, terrible movie. It's vulgar, it's crude, it's awful, and yet it's got people who like it. They do stupid things.
I like Steve-O. Steve-O's nice.
And they got that little guy, that little challenge guy. They throw him around, you know, the little...
Yeah.
The unemployed guys. This is a nice song.
This is Pawn Stars Unplugged.
Thank you for being with us. Hopefully you enjoyed the song and the show. If you want to contact me, you can contact me after the show, 011-325-7777, or you can contact my cell phone, you can SMS me, even hate speeches are fine, 083-6100-209, 083-6100-209, that's my cell phone number. We will be again next week on Wednesday with the Pawn Stars Unplugged at 6 o'clock in the evening, so don't forget for being with us then. We're going to have Hopefully, we're going to have a full party here. Yeah? And on Thursday, with Roy and friends, and next week, we might have Cyril Green. We might have Cyril Green and us. So, I'm anticipating to.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun with Cyril. Mm-hmm. So, 062-148-2374. We just now with a Yiddish show. So.
Let's get going.
Have a lekker Shabbos.
Weekend.
And good Shabbos. Yeah. And, Shabbat guys, don't forget one thing. Take care of yourselves.